We are learning Masechtas Makis Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph. We are starting approximately 12 lines from the top of the two dots, where there's a simen Shembo Yishnas Maskif Lo Rav Yishaya. We had in our Mishnah that if someone is chayrish one telem, one row in the field, and it's on Yontif, and he's using a shor and chamar, it's a bechar, klayim bekerim shvius, he's chayv altogether 8 lavin. And the Gemara asks now that you could add to the case more lavin. You could that sign the case is that it was in the Nachal Eson. Nachal Eson is a place where you do a Egla Arufa. And it says in the Torah, Vayridu Zikni Yira Yis Egla al Nachal Eson Ashaloya Ovid Boy Vlo Yizareya. There's an Isser to plant in the Nachal Eson. So you could that sign the case. This place Akvaris was in the Nachal Eson. And there, you're not allowed to plow. So you have another lav you can add on to the list. And then the lav is Ashaloy Ovid Boy Vlo Yizareya. And Maskelo Rav Chanina, the siman is for the different Amoraim. The first Amoira is Rav Hoishaya, and that's the Shin. And the next Amoira, the Nun, is for Rav Chanina, has another Kasha, another lav. Maskelo Rav Chanina, Vlechosh Nami Amoichikas Hashem Bali Chosa. Because that sign the case was that there was a piece of paper or pottery on the floor under the plow while I was plowing, and I erased the Shem Hashem while I was plowing. I have no laugh for that. Where's the laugh from? From the pasuk that says, "Ve'ibartam es shemam." It's talking about Avayi Zara, and it says on that, "Le'sasum kein l'Hashem lekechem." You should not do that, l'Hashem lekechem. So you have another lav. So you can add another lav. First of all, you can add another lav of Nachal Eson, and another lav of Meichik and Hashem, and Maskel Ravo. I have another lav. L'chosh nami akoytzes es barosa. If someone who cuts off his nega, v'azarosim ocha, and the azara, the lav of cutting off a nega, comes from his pasuk, is shomer benega atzeras. Like Rashi says, Hayishomer, like the Rivon says, Hayishomer is loisase. And here, because that's how the case was, that with the plow, you put your nega under the plow, and as we were plowing, it ripped off the nega as well. And you have a third lav. We're adding our third lav. They're not lav of cutting off your bearers. Mask of law, bayev, lechoshim nami, hamaziach, hachoshim ala ephoid, vamesa badi oran. There are two lav in there. You can be over one with the big dekuna, which means if you take the choshen, you separate the choshen, which is tied to the eifah, you separate, there's a lav of la'izach ha-choshen me'ala eifah. And if you take the badim out of the oroin, there's a lav of la'yasuru mimenu. Now, what's the case? How is it possible that while you're plowing, you're separating the choshen from the eifah, or if you're taking the badim out of the oroin? So the Ritva learns that the case is like this, that according to the man, the Yama holds that Kalayim is also one of the on the list. He says the case could be is that you're wearing the choshen without the ephod while you're plowing, and there's an isser to wear the choshen without the ephod. That while you were plowing, you're wearing the choshen. That's the case of choshen. And the case of badim is that you use the badim to be chayrish. That you made the badim as one of the pieces of plow made out of the badim, and therefore you were over these two lavim while you were plowing. That's the way Ritva learns. The Aruch Hanan learns a less simple case, but a more simple outcome, that the case was that while you were plowing, you hooked it on to the choshen of the Kohen Gadol who was standing nearby, and you hooked it on to the badim of the Aron, and while you were plowing, you pulled off the choshen, and you pulled off the Aron. So Gemara is saying, I have another two lavin, plus the three we have before, already five to five lavin already, extra lavin. Masker of Ashi, another kasha, lechshonam yachorish batzi ashera. That's in the case that you were chayrish with wood from a ashera tree. Vazerosim ocha and zalav from leidbev yod chamuma. So it's an olav, because I'm an olav. And masker of vina, an olav. Lechshonam yachoytzi lonois toivois. That with the plow you knock down fruit trees. Vazerosim ocha and there's a pasuk that says there's a lav but knocking down a fruit tree. Ki menu toichal v'oisulay sichrois. Should not cut down a fruit tree. So you can have an olav. Omer Rav Zira l'Rav Mani. I've even another lav, the last one of the simon. Rav Zira l'Rav Mani. Election Ami going to Omer Shvuah. He made a Shvuah shle echres v'yontiv. I won't plow on yontiv. Freit the Gemara, because we're talking about yontiv. He made a Shvuah. He's not going to plow on yontiv. Freit is the Gemara. No, it's not a good kasha because no lav for that Shvuah. You know why? Because lav is not chal. Hosom like a chol Shvuah. The Shvuah is not chal. Mushba va'oy made Mahar Sinaihu. He's already geshvarim from Mahar Sinai. He already has this chiyev not to do malacha on yontiv from Har Sinai, and therefore the Shvuah is not chal. So I'm like, no, I still can make how it's chal. You know how? Going, I still have a kasha that when you have a laugh for a Shvuah, you're going to Omar Shvuah Shle Echroiz Ben Mechol Ben Yontiv. He made a Shvuah, he's not going to plow, not on the weekday, not on the Yontiv. And this is called Koilel. Migud, the Migud Chal Le'a Shvuah, That since it's chal, the shvuah is chal on the weekday, it's chal on the yomtiv also. So a musa called, even though in shvuah chal al shvuah, and you're ready, you have a shvuah, you're not allowed for a shvuah min har Sinai, that you can't do malacha on yomtiv, but you can make, if you make a shvuah that includes the weekday, which is no mushba vayimid, once it's chal on the weekday, it's automatic chal on the yomtiv also. Because some of the idea called kailal, there's two type of shvuahs that work even on existing shvuah, either with Moisif, it adds Isser, or Kailal adds more people to the Isser. It's a big shout what Moisif means. According to the Rivan over here, Moisif means it makes it more chomer. But in any case, these are cases where the shvuah bichal. So the question is, why is that sign the case of a shvuah? They made a shvuah, bein bichal, bein yontif, and therefore bichal yontif as well. And say that's not a case where you're plowing, you're over the shvuah. Our answer is no. Me the isa b'shayla k'tanim. We're not saying things that shayach b'sheila. You could be matter the shvua. You could be shayil on the shvua. Break the marvel loy v'rehektish. Rehektish. It says mukadoshim. No, we don't have a bechar. The mishnah don't have a bechar. Break the marvel nazir. You could be shayil on nazir. So we're saying we didn't count lav of shvua. Why? Because you could be shayil on it. So heck, you say nazir. Nazir also could be shayil. You could matter neda on nazir also. So, the Rambam Nazir Shimshin. And Nazir Shimshin, you can't be Matan Eden. Now, what exactly is Nazir Shimshin? So, the Rivan is two pshatim. Either Nazir Shimshin means Aide Malach, and since a Malach made Shimshin into Nazir, he can't be Shoyal on that Neder. Or he says if the father did it for him. But the Rivan doesn't like that pshat. We know when Mesechta Nazir says a father can Mekabal on his ears for his son. But his kash is that that Shayach B'Shayla also, the father can be Shoyal on it. And even if the father dies, the Mice is Isa B'Shayla while he was still alive. So therefore, everyone likes the first pshat de malach. But the Aruch Haner already asks that Nazir Shimshin is shaykh ba'as also. If we say arei ani like Nazir Shimshin, so that's what they say. Maybe Rishbam really means that. He's just saying the reason why it's not shaykh sheila because Nazir Shimshin, the original Nazir Shimshin, was a de malach. It was not shaykh a de shayla. Therefore, if I say I want to be a Nazir Shimshin, I can't have a sheila either. But in any case, the Gemara is saying is Gemara Kasha Nazir also has sheila. We count it. Gemara says no, we're talking Nazir Shimshin was not shaykh sheila. Break the Gemara, but Shimshin bar tumim meisim. We know that Nazir Shimshin. And Shimshin himself, he killed people. He can metamal amazim. Ella, so that's not a good taras of yeshnoi v'she'ela. Ella, haitana, issa kailal esle. He has no hold of issa kailal. He holds that even by issa kailal, it's not chal de shvua. And therefore, you don't get malchus on it. That's what means issa kailal. No chil malchus on it. And therefore, we didn't count that lav. The only problem is, we only answered one kasha. We had around six or seven other lav in the Gemara asked that we should have. And that we didn't answer. We only answered the case of shvua. So Tosfos the Maskil of Maskev deals with this. Tosfos second Tosfos on the top, and he says you have to say that's Tana v'Shayir. The Mishnah left out some of the lavin. Freaked the Tosfos that the Gemara said before. You don't say Tana v'Shayir because it says a number eight. If it says a number eight, you can't have Tana v'Shayir. So Tosfos, no, you could say Tana v'Shayir. The Gemara's kasha before was like this. We were talking about Yomtiv, and he said if you're counting Chayrish on Yontiv, it counts Zareya also. You can't say Tana V'Shayir on something that you count. You actually counted Yontiv. So why do you leave something out? And don't tell me Tana V'Shayir. I said eight, and the things I counted. So Yontiv should have two. But Zaytig Alavim, maybe it was left out. Look at Tosfos' mask with the last words. Avahocha Yochaliyais, Le'ari Tana Lemechshav Kol Hani Gavni De Zareya B'Choyel, Eit Nachal Eison, Amoich Hashem. We don't have to go through every case. And Echanami, it's Tana V'Shayir. Zotamar Vaita, a murder the Gechidus way to Revolver's next Gemara. Omar Rabbi Shaya. Hamanig, Hamarvia Shar Psulia Mekadoshim, Loikesh Naim. If someone is Marvia a Shar Psulia Mekadoshim, he gets Malkus. The Revolver's not Gurus the word Shnaim, and what it means is that if you're Marvia, you mate a Shar Psulia Mekadoshim with another Shar. If you say Min, it's considered Kalayim. Why is it considered Kalayim? So the Rivan explains the Marid Gapshat. It says Psulim Akdashim is what? Psulim Akdashim is like a Bachar that, let's say, a Bachar that got a mum, or a Bachar got a mum. So Allah is, you're allowed to eat it, but you can't do Giza, you can't do Avoida with it, you can't shear the wool, you can't shear off the wool, you can't use the Chalav. So it's somewhat Chulin, because it's not Kaddish, and somewhat has Kedusha, you can't use it for Avoida. So Zokta Rivan, it's a Shar that's mixed into it, Chulin, and kachim, so it's like two gufin. So if you're marvia, you make this shar another shar, it's kalayim, because this shar is a mix of chulin and kachim. That's what he says. And therefore, the marvia, shar, psulia, mekadoshim, you like it. Why you like it? Because you're doing kalayim. And the Rivan ends off that v'loy shemati rayim and all on the chulin, the kachim, kalayim, zeh v'zeh. Who says it's called kalayim? V'dava teimu, who says v'dava teimu? And the next Gemara is a similar Gemara. Om Rabbi Yitzchok, Hamanig b'shar psula mekdashim. If someone leads one shar psula mekdashim, he uses it to plow with it. It says, Loisacharosh shar v'chamar yachtov. He says, here, one shar has both in it. You like it. Why? Guf echadu, v'asa kas v'gufim, the pasuk made it two gufim. And again, the way the Rivan learns, the two gufim are because it has chulim and kachim mixed into it. Taisvis, the Ravas v'sharei, says, brings down the Ravan's pirish, and he says the Reitam pirish is a little different. The pasuk says that the psuli hamikdashim is katzvi v'choy ayol, so that's what it says in the pasuk, and therefore we're saying the Torah calls it a tzvi and ayol, two minim, and that's why yichayev malchus. Also a very interesting shot, yichayev malchus. The next Taisha speaks out, this din of manig is only if it does something. Sometimes you take it for a walk, it's not called manig, it means only if you do a malacha with it. But in any case, we're saying a sharp psuli hamikdashim is two minim, and again, two things. First of all, gabi ravia, and second of all, gabi manig as well, because you're not allowed to be manig the shor and chamar together, because that's considered kalayim. So we have marvia, we have mating, and we also have manig of leisacharosh b'shar psul mekdashim. Is a problem. Why? Because it's two different meaning. Zok to mishta vayta. Kama malkin oisa. How much malkus do you give a person? How many lashes? Arbam chasachas, 39 lashes. Shenemar, because it says in the pasuk, b'mispar. The pasuk says, "V'ayim bin akaisi rosh." If you to the call of fun of Yerushalayim, b'mispar arba'um yakenu. Ends with the pasuk Yerushalayim. B'mispar. The next pasuk says arba'um yakenu, and we darshin that b'mispar arba'um, that the mispar reaches arba'um. Manayin minyan shusamach arba'um, a minyan that adds up to 40. That hits 40. Rabbi Yehuda Imer arba'um shleimos. We read the argument of Tanakam. Tanakam is 39, which means 39, which altogether, if you add another one on, it'll be 40. That's how the Tanakam learns. Who learns is Taka 40 mamish. It's 40. When we say 40, we mean 40 mamish. It's 40 lashes. Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Arba'im Shleimois Uleika, Vechon Uleika, Seira. Now, 39 is divided by 3, and it says you get 2/3 in the back and 1/3 in the front. That means 26 in the back and 13 in the front. Now, there's extra one according to him that you have 40. So, where do you do the 40th lash? So he says it means you get a bank safe of. That's what he says. You get this extra lash, not in the stomach, not in the back, but bank safe of, which is between the shoulders. Between the shoulders. Now the Mishnah explains weiter the number 39 is only the maximum, but sometimes you get less. We have to assess him to see how many lashes, how many malchus he could withstand without dying from it. So therefore we assess him to see how much he could handle. But we only assess him in numbers divisible by 3. So amdu lekabel arba'im, which means 39. So just to speak that out. So it means if he only can handle 22, which is not divisible by 3, so you only give him 21. It has to be, you have to assess him with divisible numbers by 3. It has to be real and stylish. Now it says, Vaita, the Omdula Kalabam, we assess them to get the 39 or the 40 coin to Rabbi Yehuda, but like a mixas, and he got some of them, he got some of the Malkus, and then it turned out, Va'omdu She'ein Yochel Kalabam, and then they figured out that it's not possible for him to get the 40. The Aloch is his Potter. And the Ravon explains that even though you access them for all the 39 Malkus, and it really should be Chayav 39 Malkus, but since he got some of them, so therefore he was already got his punishment, and you're not allowed to add on to it anymore at a different time. Even though the first Oymid is the main assessment, and now that it changed, it really doesn't change. You go with the first assessment. So really, if you couldn't handle today, you should continue a different day. But since you got it already, therefore, you don't give him anymore. But almost yechal kabel abam potter. I'll read the Rivan inside. The kivin despaz the bez dem loka ksas sagle b'achi. Aval zok the Rivan loy loka. If he didn't get malchus yet, elo amdu la arbaim v'chazu v'amdu sheyechal kabel klum or they can't kabel all of that loy mifter. They mishum legroy aimer aloy kachas man. You're not allowed to. Once you make assessment, you're not allowed to change the assessment. We'll see the Gemara about this. But you now change the assessment, and therefore only if you already started getting malchus, we won't give him any more. But if you didn't get malchus yet, so then you give him the whole 39. You give him over to him, or give it to him over a few days. Then it says the Mishnah, Amdul Kabul Shmaine Esri, you assess them for only 18. Only 18, which is divisible by 3. That, 6 times 3 is 18. Umushalaka, and after getting these 18, the assessed, they can really get more potter. He's potter, like we said, that once he gets assessed, you can't make a new assessment, and therefore he's potter. You assessed him for 18, finished. That's the end of the story, and you don't give him more than that. So the two dealing missions like this. In the first part of Mishnah, he's assessed for 39. You really should give him 39. But if he already got Malkus, he's potter. He's potter, you don't give him more, even the other days. Mashenka the other way around, that if he got 18, then he says he can have more, you don't give him more, because he already got 18. He already got 18, so you don't give him more. But it says in the Rivan, Avaloi Laka, Rishon Hoysvan Rishon. But if you didn't get yet, then you are mutter to be Hoysvan Oymed Rishon. And when we see the Gemara, we have to get this more clear. These are lachas of changing the assessment. The first Gemara deals with why, what's found in Tanakama, it says 39. My timer, what is the reason Tanakama says it's 39, not 40? So the Gemara answers, Iksiv Abam b'Misbar, if it said the word Abam before the word Misbar, means 40 b'Misbar, then I would say it's 40. Havamina Abam b'Yana, I would say it's 40. Hashuk Siv b'Misbar Abam, it says it's a number of 40, it's Mashma Minyan Shushaykim as Abam. It's a number that counts 40, which means when after 39, the next thing afterward is 40, and therefore we know it's 39. So it comes out, Chazal take a pasuk that says 40 and make it into 39. So Rava takes out of this a Musa Shmus. Omar Rava, Kama Tipshay Yishar Inchi. How foolish are people that Kaim and Kaim and Sefer Torah? They stand for a Sefer Torah. Like Kaim and Kaim and Gav Rava. They don't stand up for a Gav Rava. The Ilu B'Sefer Torah, Ksiv Abonim, the Torah says 40. And comes the Chazal, come the Rabbanim, also want a Batsu Chada. And he knocks off one. So you see, the Chacham was stronger than the Torah. So if you stand up for the Torah, so of course, you stand up for a Talmud Chacham, who can even change the Torah, and even more than that, they saved a pain from people, and therefore you should respect the Talmud Chacham. Even it sounds like even more than the Torah, because they go and change the kipshutai of the Torah. So the Gemara Vayit, it's a Rudam Rabam Shlemas. And where do you do the 40th clap? You do it between the shoulders. How do you know, Rabbi? So how do you know? My time is every Rudah. What's the reason? The says in the pasuk. This is a pasuk in Zechariah, talking about a Navi Sheker, and it says that they ask him, Ma makas el beyadecha? What's this makas that I see? What are these wounds that I see between your arms, between your shoulders? But Omar, he says, Asher Kesi Beis Ma'avai, they gave me this patch when I was in the house of the people who loved me, which means from Bezdin. So you see, Bezdin gave him punishments, Bein Yadecha. So you see, Clark, that because the other ones are in front and the back, so it must be the 40th one, which was in the middle of the shoulder, between the two shoulder blades. So what are Rabbanan do with the pasuk? They only say 39. So what the heck could be? You have a 41 bein seifa. You don't even have the 40th one. So tomorrow, Rabbanan who bit tenayikus of Rabbanan luksev. That's talking about hitting young children who are not behaving. That is an inyan to give them patch once in a while. And that's talking about the Malkus of Bezdin, and therefore it's not a riot or anything. It just means that he didn't behave so well, and he had patch when he was younger, and that's what he's talking about, Ben Yadecha, but it's not talking about Bezdin Mechlal. That's the Rabbanon teaches this Pasuk. And Hashem, the next year we'll continue with the din of Oimdim, like we learned in the Mishnah, of In Oimdim Malkus and Ruyos L'shtalish.